Bryan Adams has inspired many a late night in a karaoke bar. Who doesn't love to sing along to this?
I got my first real six string, bought it at the Five and Dime, played it till my fingers bled, was the summer of 69.
Bryan Adams song, Summer of 69, that song is now 30 years old, and Bryan Adams has a list of awards that run from Nova Scotia to British Columbia. His latest project is an album of mostly covers. It's called Tracks of My Years. And on this he sings Ray Charles, Chuck Berry, Bob Dylan.
Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed.
Bryan Adams joins us now from our studios in London. Thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
I got to ask you about the album cover first off.
Okay, please do.
Well, describe it for our listeners if you could.
Well, it's a photograph of me at age 15, just about 16, in my schoolyard. At the time, I was really into hard rock, so I had really, really long hair.
And what was on your mind in that picture, do you think?
I was probably thinking I better get out of school because I'm not getting anywhere here, and I got a refrigerator at home, it's got nothing in it, and we better go start fending for ourselves. And because my mom couldn't really afford to keep us, we didn't have a lot of money back then. My mom was working two or three jobs at the time. Mm-hmm. And I got an opportunity to play in a band, but not as my dream profession, because I wanted to be the guitar player in a band. I got the job as a singer, and it was fortuitous because it led to many other things, and it was the foot in the door that I needed at the time just to break away from school.
Want to listen to a little more music? This is your version of Sunny.
Sunny, yesterday my heart was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. All the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you.
Now surely this one brings back memories. It does for most of us.
You couldn't get away from this song in the 70s or the late 60s. It was just everywhere. My lifeline to the world was the little AM transistor radio where the volume and the on-off switch was on the same thing. And it had a little earphone that you plug in. It wasn't a stereo, it was a mono. So you could only hear it in one ear. And that was my connection to the world. And so you'd sit there and you'd hang on the radio on your local AM station because it didn't have FM. And you just wait for the songs that you liked. So even though this wasn't a song that necessarily would have been a song that I would have run out and bought, because, again, I was too into hard guitar rock, it was just everywhere, and I love the song. It's a beautiful song. It stayed with me, and when I hear it again, it just puts a smile on my face.
Ah, Sonny, thank you for the smile upon your face. Yeah, Sonny, thank you for the gleam that goes with grace. Oh, you're my spark of nature's fire.
Your father was a military man.
Originally, my father was in the British Army and then later became a diplomat.
What did he think about music as a career for you?
I think he would have liked it if I'd chosen military band music or if I'd chosen opera. I don't think it was on his radar that I'd ever be a pop musician.
That would mean a life of playing the Colonel Bogey March over and over again, I guess, wouldn't it?
Well, military band music, certainly if you were in the British military, would have been the pipes and drums, so... And I just didn't fancy the pipes.
Another song I'd like to bring up now, a cover of, I think, one of the really great and unexpected Beach Boys songs, God Only Knows.
I may not always love you, but as long as there are stars above you, you'll never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you.
The idea of doing this album was difficult for me because a lot of the songs that are out there that were inspiring to me as a youngster are untouchable. I couldn't do Led Zeppelin's Whole Lot of Love or Deep Purple's Smoke on the Water or Steppenwolf's Born to Be Wild or Hey Jude. You know, there was no way. And so it was trying to find songs that I could do that suited my voice in a particular way. And when I thought about doing the Beach Boys, of course, as much as I love them, it was no way I was going to do the harmonies because I've never done records like that. So I decided that I'd like to do this song, God Only Knows, like Bill Evans and Tony Bennett. It's a really, really incredible record. It's probably my favorite Tony Bennett record, and it just seemed like a nice approach to this song because no one has ever done it like that before.
November marks the 30th anniversary of Reckless.
That's right.
The album that gave the world Summer of 69, Heaven, Run to You. How do you stay popular for 30 years?
I'm not sure. I would say these songs have stood the test of time, and I only can judge that by live shows because I can see the audiences are quite of all ages. I attribute that mostly to the songs, of course, but also perhaps to the internet, because certain songs like Summer 69 have gone on to have a life of their own. They, as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, you know, you can't get away from it at a karaoke bar. And it's wonderful to know that the music has had such a beautiful and long life, and that's all you can hope for as a songwriter.
Bryan Adams, his latest album, Tracks of My Years, is out now. Thanks very much for being with us, and happy 30th anniversary.
Thanks a lot. Nice talking to you.